American Family Robinson in Bleecherstown, a good long way from Centerville, which Luke and Myra left in an airplane only to crash in the fastness of the Big Elk Mountains as a result of stowaway Windy Bill's breaking the gas line. The plane is wrecked, but no one is hurt. And pilot Tom Pollock and Luke walk 10 miles to Bleecherstown, where they find a very cold reception. The whole town appears to hate strangers and to resent the visitor's intrusion. After breakfasting at the home of Mrs. Lutie Jimson, Luke finally prevails upon Cy Bleeker, the town's most important figure and a man of mystery, to send a wagon up the mountain to bring back Myra and Windy. Cy, however, refuses to let Luke and Pollock accompany Zach Jimson, driver of the wagon. In fact, Cy orders Luke and Pollock to remain in his house. It is now several hours later, and we find the two stranded travelers still in Cy Bleeker's house. Listen.
Listen, Luke. I'm fed up with all this beating around the bush. We've wasted enough time around here already. Let's just waltz out of here.
No, Tom. Don't be in a rush. Say, there are a lot of interesting things in this house. Just look at that vase over there, say. That must cost a lot of money.
Yeah, I'd like to break it over the dome with that Bleeker. Honestly, Luke, for $0.02...
Yeah, and this grand piano. Say, I wonder how they ever got that into Bleecherstown.
I don't know, and I don't care. The only thing I'm interested is how I'm going to get out of Bleecherstown. I can't stand any longer, Luke. There's something phony about this whole setup. Here, look what time it is. Zach should have been back with your wife and her brother long ago. I tell you...
No, come on,
Luke, let's beat it. We don't have to stay here. There's nothing to stop us from walking out the door. Come on, grab your hat.
Well, where'll we go?
Well, I don't know. Any place to get help, find your wife. Beat it out of Bleecherstown.
That's just the point. You wouldn't know where to go, because there isn't any place we can go.
Well, we can get help.
Where? Certainly not in Bleecherstown. We just can't strike out of here through the woods and leave Myra and Windy marooned.
Well, I could leave him marooned here very easily.
Well, anyway you look at it, Tom, we're at the mercy of the town.
You mean at the mercy of Cy Bleeker?
That appears to amount to the same thing.
Well, what gets me is why this Bleeker should be so suspicious. He was more or less all right, I remember, until you said something that made him explode.
Well, all I said was something to the effect that if we didn't get up there to that plane pretty soon, Windy would probably have to dig around the woods for food. Something like that. Obviously an innocent remark.
It certainly burned up Mr. Bleeker.
Yes, but what really puzzles me, beyond, of course, the fact that he didn't want us to be back there with Zach, is that this house doesn't look like the home of a furtive criminal.
Well, he's certainly been acting like one.
No, Tom, I think the solution isn't as obvious as all that. There's a good deal more to this situation than meets the eye.
Luke, I wish you'd quit prowling around the room and get down to brass tacks. Now, the first thing that we've got to do...
I wonder where this door goes.
None of that, stranger. We don't want no visitors in this kitchen.
Well, but, madam,
I don't want you snooping around here. Neither does Mr. Bleeker. I heard him tell you to stay in the front parlor. Go on back now, or do I have to take a broom?
Sorry. No offense, madam.
And good riddance.
Phew. I know what it is. They think we have smallpox.
Well, there's one thing certain, and that is when I leave this house, it isn't going to be by the kitchen.
And I think we'd better leave it now by the front door, the same way we came in. Come on, Luke.
I still don't think it...
Well, even if we can't get out of town, Luke, we'd be better off walking up and down the street than we would be in here.
No, I don't think we would. Something tells me that the solution to this hocus-pocus lies right in this house. And the further we get away from the house, the less chance we have for getting to the bottom of things.
But I don't want to get at the bottom of things. All I want to do is to get back there, get your wife and brother-in-law, and highball it for a railroad train.
Tom, once a newspaper man, always a newspaper man.
What's that got to do with the price of fish?
Just this. I used to be a newspaper man myself.
Well, you must have met a lot of interesting people.
I did. But I don't think any of them were more interesting than the people I've met around this place, especially this Mr. Bleeker. And as a newspaper man, I'm convinced that there's a big story lurking around here someplace.
And
I'm determined to get that story. That's another reason I don't mind lingering in Mr. Bleeker's rather well-furnished establishment.
Well, all right, Luke, but for the love of Mike, will you please come over here and sit down instead of wandering around like...
Hey, here's an interesting item. One humidor, complete with cigar.
Well, that's something. Throw me one.
Well, now that brings up an etiquette problem. Should a gentleman who is being detained against his will in another gentleman's home pilfer the cigars belonging to the gentleman of the second part?
Well, I wouldn't worry about it.
Guess what they are?
I know. El Bleekeros.
Oh, no. They're Bleeko Perfectos. Here, see.
Say, does that guy have his name on everything in this town?
Now, that's something to have a cigar named after you. Oh, please, Tom, take one, not a handful.
Well, one for now and the rest later.
Yeah. Better put back some of those. Wouldn't do to have Mr. Bleeker think we had violated his hospitality.
Oh, no, no, that would never do. Say, this isn't such a bad smoke.
No, not such a good one either. Still, we're hardly in a position to carp about minor details.
Well, there's one minor detail I'm interested in, and that's a plan.
Plan for what? I'll lean back and relax, Tom. Something tells me we're going to have time enough to develop dozens of plans.
Well, I'm only interested in one. How to get your folks back here and safely out of town.
Yeah, we can't get back under our own steam right away. I know one sure way of getting out of Bleeker's town.
What's that?
All we have to do is wait for the tax collector to come and ride back with him.
Oh, you and your tax collector. Besides, this place is too insignificant and remote for even a tax collector to have ever heard of it.
Listen, there's no place that remote or insignificant in the United States. The tax collector goes everywhere, and he collects from everybody.
But these people are in reduced circumstances. They seem to have hard enough time getting along without forking out for taxes. Besides, I thought it was mostly the people who could afford it who paid the tax bill.
I said everybody pays, and I mean everybody. That's why I know the tax collector even comes to Bleeker's town. Figuratively speaking, of course.
Well, I'd hate to have to live on the taxes they collect from this town. The property's no good. No roads, no water system, no nothing as far as I can see.
Well, you can just bet your last nickel these folks help pay the bill just like all the rest of us, rich and poor alike.
Yeah, but how?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Everybody who buys anything these days pays some kind of a tax. That's known as indirect taxation, as compared with direct taxation, which is the money you pay for that you know about, like income taxes, real estate taxes, taxes on cigarettes, gasoline.
And do I get socked for gas taxes when I gas up? I mean, when I used to gas my plane.
Yes, and we auto drivers pay plenty, too. But those are all direct taxes. It's the indirect taxes that suck the little fellow in Bleeker's town and everywhere else.
In what way?
Well, take bread, for instance. That's taxed. It isn't printed on the label, but the tax is there just the same. Taxes levied against the farmers and the mill and the railroads that transport the flour down to the siding. All of these and a lot of others, too, pass on a portion of their tax bill to the next fellow in line. And the last fellow in line is the consumer. We have no one to pass them on to, so we pay the accumulation.
Well, I never knew that. I thought bread was a necessity. Nobody would tax it.
Don't you believe it? Why, every cut of meat you or anybody else buys anywhere in the country has got a dozen taxes buried in the retail price. Same way with clothing, rent, just about everything you can think of.
Well, then I feel sorrier than ever for the people who live in this dump. They probably don't even realize all this tax business.
Yeah, and they're no different from a lot of other folks who, just because they don't pay an income tax or a real estate tax, think they're not paying at all. You may not believe it, Tom, but they figured out that the average small-salaried man in this country pays between 10 and 12% of his total income for indirect taxes. Now, you take a man who earns, say $1,500 a year. He pays about $180 for taxes that he doesn't even know about when he pays them. And that's a lot of money.
Well, I'll say it is, especially for a guy making $30 a week and supporting a family on
right.
it. Hey, look, Luke.
Where?
There they are, coming this way.
Who? You?
Your wife and Winkle. Why, they'll be here in a few minutes.
Well,
what's he doing, making a speech?
Looks to me like Wendy's giving Zach a piece of his mind, probably for not hurrying. Oh, look, Tom, did you see that?
Sure, I saw it. Hooray for Zach.
Well, now, I hope he didn't hurt Wendy too much.
Oh, he didn't hit him hard, just shoved him over backwards. Gee, he looked funny falling down. Look now, he's going to tell Zach what he thinks about him all over again.
You know, if Wendy were wise, he'd subside and let nature take its course.
Yeah, but I'd like to see Zach just give him one more push.
Well, all I hope is that Mr. Bleeker has plenty of spare room since he's evidently planning to keep us all here as his guests.
Keep us all here? Well, yeah. He can't keep us here. What would he want to do that for?
Well, that I can't say, but I noticed he was able to prevent us from going up East Mountain with Zach to bring back the others.
Listen, I'm going to take matters into my own hands for a change. I've got an idea.
What kind of an idea?
A swell idea. Now, look, Luke, I'm not fooling. That wagon's going to turn into the driveway in a couple of seconds.
Well?
Well, when they come past the porch, I'm going to tear out there, make a flying leap at this Zach, knock him off the seat, then you grab the reins and drive off.
Yeah, but what about you and Zach?
I'll take care of him. And when I've knocked him for a ghoul, I'll catch up with the wagon. Are you on?
Ooh, well, I don't know. I never was much for this rough and tumble business.
Oh, there's nobody around here. Bleeker's gone off somewhere. It's a cinch, Luke.
Look.
Why, they're not turning in. Where are they going?
Well, it looks to me like they're going down the street. Just out for the ride, evidently.
Hey, wait a minute. Come back here. Hey, you, come on, Luke. Let's go after them. I'm not going to let them get away with this. Hey, Luke, out of my way.
One moment, gentlemen. Did I hear some kind of a commotion in here?
You're darn right you did. What's the idea?
Really, Mr. Bleeker, I must know where you're taking my wife. They just passed the door here.
Yeah, come on, Pickle Puss, out with it. What's the game?
No need to get so riled up, gents. I'm having Mrs. Robinson and Mr. Winkle put up over at Zach and Ludi's house. Figure they'll be more comfortable there.
Oh, yeah? Well, who asked you where they wanted to go?
That's very considerate of you, Mr. Bleeker, but I really must see my wife. I must ask
you. I'm afraid that can't be arranged right now, Mr. Robinson.
Can't be arranged? But see here now, Mr. Bleeker.
Say, what are you trying to pull? Who do you think you are? You'll pay for this, you dirty crook.
No, there ain't no call to be acrimonious. I'm simply doing the best I can for all parties concerned.
Well, the best thing you could do for me right now would be to allow me to see my wife. Of course, I appreciate your solicitude for her comfort, but really, I'm afraid that I shall have to...
Luke, listen. Don't let's stand here arguing with this guy. Let's do something.
No need for you to do anything. I'm going over to Zach's right now and see that everything will be done for to make the visitors feel at home.
Yeah, we're going with you. Come on, Luke. Grab your hat.
No. Huh? I got other plans for you two. I think you better stay right where you are. Right where you are.
And suppose we don't?
Well, in that case, whatever happens, well, it just ain't going to be so very pleasant, that's all. Have I made myself clear?
Clear enough.
Oh, don't let him get away with this, Luke. He can.
You want to leave right now anyway. Because Miss Purdy here, she's my cook. She's just made up a batch of donuts and coffee for you. And she'll be awful disappointed if you don't like them.
Girl, well, listen. Listen, we got some lights on.
I'll be back in no time at all, Jim.
Right. Open it.
Miss Purdy, take the gentlemen some coffee and donuts. Nice, fat donuts that'll fill up their mouths and keep them quiet.
The darn snooping strangers hate to waste the good donuts on them. One of them come pushing in here a few minutes ago.
Didn't see nothing, did he?
He did not. I poked him right back in the parlor with me broom. I ain't tolerating no nonsense.
Good. Are Ludie out in the shed?
I reckon she is.
Hello, Si. I seen Zach carting them strangers down to our house.
Yep. Now listen, Ludie. I'm putting them folks there because I trust you.
Oh, effin' you want me to keep my mouth shut, you got the right woman.
I want you to do more than that, Ludie. If I keep these people separated from each other, we can handle them better.
Yep. It'd be easier to find out what they're up to.
So you keep your ears peeled, Ludie. You listen and watch and tell me every single thing you can find out.
Yep.
Well, you better run along now, because I got to go back in the house and take care of my own consignment.
Sure, Si. You can trust me. And them strangers ain't going to put anything over on you as long as they're in my house.
And it looks as if Lutie got the worse end of that deal, having to entertain Windy. But what is behind all this? Why does Cy Bleeker want to detain the Robinsons in Bleekerstown? Listen to our next program. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Douglas Silver and Marjorie Bartlett and produced by the National Industrial Council.